really with 4 points down, 10 seconds to go, one free throw coming. It's go for the trade time. You have to, and you just hope that you get fouled, and then you got some timeouts coming. So you just got to utilize the best way you can.
Sikorski has 5 points in the second overtime. Chris Fisher has one. He missed a free throw. Charles Baird had 5 in the first, 2 in the second overtime. Andrew Knox has 1. Brubley, Marshall Lachran had all 5 points, probably in the first overtime. Gabe Messing has 1 free throw made, 1 missed in the second. Josh White has 4 in the second overtime. There you have it. 57, Ubley, Brown City, 61. 10 seconds left. Brown City with 1 more free throw to go from Andrew Knox, number 24. He has 15 on the night. We're starting to get in some election reports, folks. I'm sure even curious about that right now. We're not gonna go away from this one, though. Second one going for Brown City's a Knox. This one, yes, good. It's now a 5-point game with 10 seconds left. Drake kicks it into Marshall Lifran at the half-court line. He takes a 3 from way downtown. It's no good. Rebound Baird. He comes down and gets fouled on the way down by, looks like, probably number 52, Josh White, with 5 seconds left. That's number 34, Marshall Lifran. That is his 5th foul. He has to sit down for the remaining 5 seconds here in the second overtime.
Well, let me tell you, he's played a whale of a ball game.
Absolutely. Charles Baird now going to the line, shooting 2 with 5 seconds left. Leading by 5 over the Ubley Bearcats on senior night. And it's good. It's now a 6-point game.
It's all academic now. He hits this one, this 3 possessions with 5 seconds. It's over.
Nearly impossible. It takes 4 seconds to bring down the whole court. He misses it. Austin Drake across the timeline to Nick Sweeney with 2 seconds left. Takes a long 3. It's no good. And that will do it. Brown City gives Ubley their 2nd loss at home. And now Harbor Beach and Ubley are tied on top of the Greater Thumb East, with Harbor Beach with 1 game to play against Mayville. Ubley has completed their regular season. Brown City, 63. Ubley, 57. Wins by 6 in double overtime in Ubley. You're tuned to WLEW, your home for high school basketball. We'll be back to wrap this thing up right after this.
Did you notice the extra day at the end of this month? February 29th is Leap Day. It only happens once every 4 years. In honor of Leap Day, Thumb Cellular is having a sale so good, it only comes around once every 4 years. Make the leap to a smartphone. It's easier than ever. On Leap Day only, every smartphone in stock is marked down to just $29. That's right, the Motorola Milestone X2, just $29. The HTC Merge, just $29. The BlackBerry Curve, just $29. Smartphones valued at over $400 are marked down to just $29 for 1 day only. Or maybe it's time for you to make the leap to Thumb Cellular. On top of the crazy low Leap Day smartphone prices, you'll also get your voice plan for free until Memorial Day. That's 3 full months of voice service free just for making the leap to Thumb Cellular. With Thumb Cellular's unlimited smartphone data plan and 3G network, you'll be glad you did. 2-year agreement and terms of service apply. Offer good only while supplies last. This Wednesday, see Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky.
Get up to $100 cash back when you have NAPA Quick struts or shocks installed on your vehicle at Ubley Motor Service. That's right, the NAPA Ride to Rewards program offers up to $100 mail-in rebate with installation of NAPA Quick struts or shocks. Also find special pricing now on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. And Ubley Motor Service has a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service, and good luck, Ubley Bearcats.
Your number one Ubley Bearcats sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Auto Owners, the no-problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Does your checking account give you the flexibility you need? North Star Bank offers checking accounts for all your needs at any stage of life.
Put North Star Bank's Freedom Checking to work for you. Hi, this is Rob Ahern. Designed especially for those age 50 or better, the Freedom Checking requires no minimum balance, free checks and free direct deposit. Plus, with a Freedom Checking account, fees on cashier's checks, money orders, and traveler's checks are waived. If a checking account that earns interest better fits your needs, North Star Bank offers interest-bearing checking options as well. For a checking account that fits your needs and a secure community bank that you can trust, contact me and the experienced staff at North Star Bank.
Limited styles of free checks available with a Freedom Checking account. North Star Bank, traditional service, today's convenience. Member FDIC, with locations in Bad Axe, Pigeon, Carroll, and Akron. Or visit them online at www.northstaratthome.com.
This one's over in Hubley. Brown City comes in and upsets the Bearcats on senior night. We now have a tie in the Greater Thumb East, Harbor Beach, and Hubley. Hubley has completed their regular season at 16-4, Hubley and 7-3 in league. Harbor Beach is 6-3 currently with one more game to play. And they are at 15-3, potentially 16-3 with the Laker victory tonight. I know they are on the bus. Not sure what the outcome on that one. Well, let's go by the quarters here. That kind of explains somewhat of it. Brown City was leading after one, 22-11, with an 11-point lead. At halftime, they led by 8, 30-22. After three quarters, Ubley came back and outscored them 14-6 in the third quarter, tied at 36 after three. In the final quarter, they each scored at 11, 47-47 at the end of regulation. In the first overtime, each team scored 5. Marshall Leibrand for Ubley with all 5. Charles Baird with all 5 for Brown City, 52-52 after the first overtime. Into the second overtime we go, and it was 11 points scored by Brown City, 5 points scored by Ubley, final score 63-56. Now for Ubley's individual stats. Nick Sweeney had 2. Brett Cleary had 3. Austin Drake had 4. Brian White with 2. Mitchell Guza with 2. Gabe Messing with 3. Marshall Leifrant with 23. Led all scores with that. Josh White with 18. In the second half, they shot 7-for-10 from the free throw line. 7-for-11 from the free throw line. Shooting just under 70%. For 9-for-13. Just under 75% for the entire game. On the Brown City side of things, Ryan Spakeski had 8 points. 5 of those coming in the second overtime. Chris Fisher had 8 points. Brad Smith had 5 coming in the fourth quarter. Charles Baird led Brown City scores with 22, with 8 of those coming in the extra innings, and then 6 of those in the fourth quarter. He had 6 at halftime. Andrew Knox with 16 points. Austin Beckel with 4 points for a total of 63 points. They shot 12-for-16 from the free throw line in the second half, including overtime, for 75%. For a total of 14-for-18, you do the math on that one. Pretty good shooting for the Brown City Green Devils. John?
Well, you said it right there, Clark. It was shooting. Who was going to shoot better? It was going to be the team that won. And that's exactly what occurred. Free throws, that was amazing. I think they missed, what, 4 the whole night?
4 the whole night. And that was game in the second half.
Whoa. The field goal percentages in the first half, we said that Ubley had shot 36%, and Brown City shot 46%. In the second half, Ubley was 10-for-29, 34%. Brown City, 6-for-16, 37%. And for, I guess you can say, for regulation then, Ubley was 19-for-54, 35%. Brown City for regulation, 18-for-42, 43%. Now you can take the two overtimes together. Ubley did hit 4 buckets out of 10 attempts, 40%. Grand total for the entire game, 23 field goals. Made out of 64 attempts, 36%. Keep that in mind, 36%.
Okay.
For the game for the Brown City Devils, Green Devils, 18 for 42, 43%.